today on Real Life Radio.
You can try all if you want. I say this with love and respect. Try, go, read, whoever. You can find nothing more accurate than what the Bible says about the last days. And according to the scriptures, we are living in the last days.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's very special edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now with his message called Israel, What's Next? It's a message we're breaking to as we consider Israel, Bible prophecy, and the global shift in times of war. You see, believe it or not, the current situation in Israel, it really isn't about Gaza. It's not even about the Palestinians who are being used by Islam. This is Bible prophecy forming, as Israel will be forced to take greater actions. Today, Pastor Jack tells us that the Bible is God's way of communicating with us. And Israel, as a key player in the book of Revelation, is why it's in the news. The nation of Israel and the promises of God can't be separated. And he wants them to wake up, to turn towards Christ as their Messiah, and to trust in him. Now, with his special message called Israel, What's Next? Here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
For those of you who might be here today and you might be thinking, well, this is just another Middle East skirmish. They've gone on for millennia now. Since 1948, they come and go. There's the 73-year war, 1973. There's the issues through the 80s. No. This is all different, everybody. It's all different. And by the way, just as a setup for you to recognize something, that we live in a time right now that is the most accurate age to live in regarding the fulfillment of Bible prophecy and or the teen up, if I can put it that way, the stage setting parameters of end times prophecy. We could say that the fuse is about to be lit if it hasn't been lit already. Now, these are not bombastic statements. Since May 14, 1948, Israel has existed as a nation for the second time. We'll hear more about this in a moment. But in the last several decades, there's been a global shift and a global move in ways that can only be answered in the Bible. You can try all if you want. I say this with love and respect. Try, go, read, whoever. You can find nothing more accurate than what the Bible says about the last days. And according to the scriptures, we are living in the last days. Now, I just want to get this right up front right now. It's going to shock you perhaps, but by the end of this message, I pray that you'll have a better understanding. Believe it or not, the current situation that is going on in Israel is literally not about Gaza. Listen, it is not about the Palestinians. Gaza and the Palestinians are being used as a pretext for the advancement of Islam. You need to know that right now. You need to understand what's going on. And I want that to just settle. No matter what you think about what I just said, I just want you to hold that up front as we get into this study and as you look at the world news. This area called Gaza, which dates back thousands and thousands of years in your Bible, Gaza is a place where, again, we'll talk about it later, but it is notorious for thousands of years as being an enemy to Israel. You know who lived near Gaza? Goliath lived near Gaza. So did his four brothers. Remember Samson, the judge of Israel? By the way, he was the judge of what? Of where? Israel. Four of you know that. Was he the judge of Gaza? Was he the judge of Palestine? He was the judge of Israel. Remember that. Now, I'm going to lay a lot of sarcasm on today by design to make it graphic enough for you to get the truth. You know, truth comes delivered in all kinds of packages. And today, we need to understand something. What we're talking about is deadly serious, and it is not going to go away. Because the agenda is a geopolitical, theocratic agenda that is underway. Listen, it's called Islam. Islam is Arabic for submit or submit to or be submissive. And Islam, everybody thinks Islam as being a religion. Islam has a division that is religion. It is a geopolitical worldview that came out of the vision of Muhammad and those that followed him and many of those who wrote after him and in the commentaries of the Islamic Hadith or commentaries of the Quran. You need to understand that. Listen, speaking regarding time, the Quran compared to the Bible, the Quran is a relatively new kid on the block. You may not know that. Listen, you're certainly not going to hear this level of truth already in any secular setting or in many churches in America today, and you certainly will not hear this from any of our Muslim friends. But the reason why I say that the Palestinian as an individual and Gaza as a piece of land is a pretext for the advancement of Islam because it justifies the teachings of the Quran to continue the preparation of the establishment of a global caliphate. You need to know that. And there are some nations over the time that have gotten in the way of that. Europe got in the way of that. Spain got in the way of it. England got in the way of it. France, Austria, Poland, Turkey. Well, you know, at the time it was the Byzantine Empire was later invaded. But you need to remember that when we talk about Islam, the initial thought is to think about it being just this religion type thing that started there near Saudi Arabia someplace today of the map. Well, then let me ask you this. Then what was it doing in Vienna, Austria, and in Paris, and in Cordoba, Spain, and Alhambra? I ask you that. Why were the Crusades ever conducted in the first place? Have you ever stopped to ask that question? Why on September 11, 1683, the King of Poland assembled the Christian forces in Europe to defeat the Islamic invasion in Vienna, Austria? Because there's a push to establish a global caliphate that has been an ongoing belief, just like you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, just like you believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. As passionate as you are about biblical truth, they are as passionate about Islamic teaching. Notice how I didn't say Islamic truth. Even Jesus himself warned in the last days, that would include the 6th and 7th century, the era of the birth of Islam, that the Bible even forewarned that if an angel were to even appear from heaven and teach any other message that which has been given to you in the Bible, let that angel be accursed. And what is Muhammad's report? That an angel from heaven came and told him a whole new gospel. And Christians in various parts of the world already had those scriptures to judge all that. But listen, in the West, we've become so comfortable and so ignorant of the truth and so distracted that we don't know these things. And that's a shame. I want to get some things up front before we get into the reasons why. The Bible tells us and warns us what is known as eschatology. It's a big word, big meaning. The Bible is the only eschatological book in the world that is accurate and that has the record that it has. Did you know that the Bible, when it comes to eschatological teaching, which is future teaching, Bible prophecy, the Quran fails, the Book of Mormon fails, Jehovah Witnesses fail, the Tibetan Book of the Dead, the sages of ancient times past, all of the various religions of the world, they claim to have prophecies, but in reality, they never produce one. That's why, listen, I often get confused on an airplane flight or where I'm at in some country, because I'll be talking about the Jewish scriptures, for example, and on my ring in Hebrew, it says, your people, your God, my God. And so people will say, oh, are you Jewish? And I said, no, but the God I worship is Jewish. And you might say, well, what a thing to say. No, it's exactly the thing to say. If you understand the Bible. And today we're all about the Bible. and I hope tomorrow and forever, we're only about the Bible. Can you just jot this down in your note-taking, please, regarding Israel and what's next? Israel now is fighting its greatest war since the Holocaust. There have been more Israelis murdered than any other time since the Holocaust. And what is spooling up now has involved these nations as of this hour. Number one, Iran, key player, jot it down, Iran. China, we'll talk about the connection. Russia, no surprise to the Bible student of the book of Ezekiel. Turkey, or in your Old Testament, Turkey is referred to as Togarmah. Syria, Lebanon, believe it or not, North Korea is involved. Tragically now, with the breakup of this current government's policies of the United States, Saudi Arabia has basically bailed out of the Abraham Accords and has sided with China regarding its condemnation of Israel. This is a shocker, but don't worry. According to the book of Ezekiel, Saudi Arabia will have a turn of thought because in the book of Ezekiel, they will become an ally to Israel in that future battle. So we'll keep an eye on that. Obviously, the United States, we'll talk more about that. England, France, and now the nation of Taiwan. These nations that I've just mentioned are either directly involved or in support of or falling victim to the nations I've just mentioned to you right now. Taiwan is on the cusp of it being gone. China is about ready to walk into Taiwan. They will probably wait a little bit longer until the United States is fully depleted of military capabilities to defend Taiwan. However, you know, we'll see what the Lord has in store. Church, mark this down if you would. We're going to call it number one. And as I begin to look at number one, it's this. What do we know for sure? I will both give scripture and I will give commentary. This is what we know for sure, is that what is going on right now in Israel was inevitable. Because of the Islamic doctrine that you've been hearing for years, but you didn't pay attention to it, and it predominantly came out of Iran that fueled its proxies, such as ISIS, Hezbollah in the north in Lebanon, and in some degree, Hamas in the south. Among other terrorist groups, they had a chant. Death to America and death to Israel. They've been chanting this since I've been a kid. And one of those things is that we are not going to stop until Israel is driven into the Mediterranean and there's no Jews alive. I'm not making this up, ladies and gentlemen. You just don't want to hear it. It is their agenda. And it's published. It's preached in mosques around the world on Fridays. We don't want to know that as Westerners. Mikhail Gorbachev said before the Soviet Union fell, Mikhail Gorbachev told the Supreme Soviet, he said, we need to make sure and capitalize on this fact that the Americans do not want to know. We don't want to know stuff like this. We just want to have 2 days off. We want to go to Disneyland from time to time and pray that the Rams win a game. We're a people occupied with distractions. And the hour now is upon us that the distractions can no longer be part of our lives.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
So what do we know for sure? Well, number one is that Israel is mentioned in the Bible by the very mouth of God himself. Israel, the name, is not an invention. Genesis chapter 32, verse 28, Moses writes, and he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Genesis, the book of Genesis. In the first five books of the Hebrew Bible, Genesis, God says regarding Jacob, I'm not going to call you Jacob anymore. I'm going to call you Israel. It's the first time it appears in the Bible. You mark that down. You remember that, everybody. The Bible is God's communication. It's God's megaphone. The Bible is God's message to mankind. It's validated. It's confirmed. The Bible's not going anywhere, friends. You can burn every Bible in the world. It doesn't change God's eternal truth. You can't stop the Bible. You can kill every Jew and every Christian and burn every Bible. It doesn't stop God's truth. God's word, God's truth's eternal, and he gave us his word in the Bible, and if you burn the Bible, it doesn't stop God's truth. He's going to do it anyway. The Bible says God is not a man that he should lie. Isn't that great? I love that. But God says, he says, he invents the word Israel. Deuteronomy, are you ready? Write small. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. And from there you will seek the Lord your God. He's speaking to Israel, and you will find him if you seek him with all of your heart, with all of your soul. My Jewish friends, Gentiles, Muslims, why don't you decide today to seek God with all of your heart and with all of your soul? Because that's what God requires. When you are in distress and all these things come upon you in the last days, when you turn to the Lord your God and obey his voice, for the Lord your God is a merciful God, he will not forsake you nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them. Did he ask them to swear to him? No. The God of the Bible swore to the fathers of the people of Israel, known as the Jew. And today I want to give you this warning before anybody tunes us off or turns us off or gets out and walks out and says, you know what, I'm a New Testament Christian. I live in the New Testament era. Listen, what in the world are you talking about? You have no New Testament promises without the God of the Old Testament keeping his promises. If he doesn't keep his promises to Israel, he cannot, will not, has no obligation to keep any promise to you. Remember, the Bible says that the Gentile has been grafted into his salvation. The Bible says, don't boast against the root. Remember that. People are not going to, listen, I know people are going to call me and write me about this message. I'm not going to answer. Just listen to the message again. Just listen to it again and again and again. Isaiah 42, verse 9, behold, the former things have come to pass, says God. New things I declare, before they spring forth, I tell you of them. The God of the Bible knows the future in advance. Yes, everything that's going on right now, yes, it's horrible to see what's happening. Let me be honest. I'm going to be very honest. It's horrible what's happening in Israel. It's horrible what's happening to children and women and soldiers and citizens and old ladies and old men. It's horrible. It's also horrible of what's happening to the people that are in Gaza. It's also, listen, there are Christians in Gaza. They're Christians in Gaza. They live there, but they're not, listen, they got to hide from the Muslims and they got to stay away from the Jews. They can't interface with the Jews because the Jews don't like them. They're basically living in no man's land. They'll get killed if their Christianity is found out. But know this, that in the whole mix, my heart goes out to everybody who is sincerely involved versus a perpetrator who's involved. There are those who are using the Palestinian people for their war effort. I do not have the time. I'm not going to do all your homework for you. It's too much. I'm not kidding. You should see the data I left back in that room right now. Maybe we'll publish it somehow, but I don't want to do all the work for you. I'm going to make a statement. You go see if it's true. The lieutenant commander of Hamas said, the Jews love life, and that's their weakness. They want to live. That makes them weak. We want to die. That makes us strong. That's why when we use our women and children in battle, they are the heroes who die before us. Who thinks like that? Demons, devilish doctrines. Does not the Bible say that in the last days, doctrines of demons and evil spirits of teaching will permeate the world? We read a moment ago that Jesus said, watch out, because there's going to be false teachers in the last days. What kind of a mindset hides behind women and children to execute their war? The logic that says, it's okay if they die. It's okay if I lose my wife. I'll just get another one. Or I got four of them. If I lose one, I got three. I'll get another one. My kids, they die in the cause. They're not casualties of war. They're actually believed to be warriors, says the lieutenant commander of Hamas. This week, I'm very grateful to Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro, I'm sure he doesn't watch these programs. But I'm grateful to Ben Shapiro, who this week had translated from Arabic into English many of these statements by Hamas military leaders and imams. And you ought to go back to Ben Shapiro's podcast and just let those speak who are speaking and hear what they're saying. You don't want to hear this, people. You don't like it, but it's the truth. And we need to wake up. We need to wake up. Isaiah 66, verse 8. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day? Or shall a nation be born in a day? For as soon as Zion was in labor, she gave birth to her children. You can write down, right next to Isaiah 66, verse 8, you can write down May 14th, 1948. There's no other nation, listen, skeptic, no other nation in the history of mankind that has had its rebirth in one day except Israel. No other nation. The moment May 14th, 1948 happened, the moment that happened, God's stopwatch started again. Right now, as Gentiles in this world, we're living on borrowed time. The Church of Jesus Christ in the earth, this is the first time in human history that Israel and the church have existed at the same time. Which means God's about ready to go to work with Israel, if you know your Bible, and he's about ready to be done with the church on earth. It's a remarkable time you and I are living in. And we ought to be looking up as Jesus told us to be. Zechariah chapter 12. This is, by the way, if you don't know your Bible, this is all Old Testament prophets we're talking about here. These are the Hebrew prophets. Zechariah 12 verse 2 says, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people or nations round about. When the nation shall be in siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone to all the nations. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces. Though all the people or the nations of the earth be gathered together against it. Isn't that amazing, everybody? How many rivers does Jerusalem have flowing through it? Zero. Does Jerusalem have oil? None. Is there an airport in Jerusalem? Nope. Is it, you name it, it ain't got it. You know what? In fact, when it rains in Jerusalem, rocks grow. The Bible says the epicenter city of the world, I know it's hard for Americans to believe this, it's not Hollywood. It's not LA, it's not New York. It's Jerusalem. And these are, listen, Isaiah is nearly 3,000 years old from our day right here, right now. And the Bible says in the last days, Jerusalem's going to be the issue. My friends, it's not Gaza. It's not the Palestinian people. The target's Jerusalem. For a reason. For a reason. Mark that down in your mind when you watch the news. And when you listen to people. I tell you what, God's my judge. This week watching the news, I've watched so much news. I mean, I'm just sick of it. But for you, I had to take the hit. Seriously, I just wanted to take a shower, take a bath. Sometimes I wanted to vomit because I don't watch Western news. I do not watch news in America. Well, a lot of the news I watch is unfiltered news from other countries. And I've seen the things uncensored. This stuff that people are talking about, oh, that never happened. Right. Yeah, I guess you're right. If you watch Fox and CNN and MSNBC or MSLSD or whatever it is. If you get your news from America, you're messed up. You need to get your news from Al Jazeera or the Iranian Times. Or how about news out of Yemen? Why don't you look at some of the other news sources and watch what's going on?
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his special message called Israel, What's Next? Thanks for listening today. And our prayer is that the war in Israel, as it relates to end times events, is a wake-up call for all of us. that Jesus is truly the Son of God and the Savior of the world, won't you come to Jesus today? We sincerely hope you do. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
Do you often wonder about what the future might hold? Our current featured resource called The Prophecy Pros Illustrated Guide to Tough Questions About the End Times offers an entertaining yet informative exploration through the bewildering world of end time prophecies, making this a perfect read for both the curious and the skeptical. The Prophecy Pros Illustrated Guide to Tough Questions About the End Times is available for a gift of any amount on our website at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com, where faith meets real life.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.